We're back for season three. Twee? Season three.
Official.
Making sure I'm not getting any paint on the couch. I don't want to get paint on the couch.
I walked in and it looked like a painting murder scene this morning.
Well, I had a incident where I thought my new dog Stitchy Poo was getting into something. So I ran out of the art room not realizing I have plastic contractor bags down with wet paint on it. So I slipped, caught myself, then I slipped in the hallway, fell into the wall. I come to find out he was only chewing on his bone.
What good dog.
He was being a good boy.
What good.
But come here, Stitch. Come here, this is Stitch. Look at Stitch. Look at the camera. This is Stitchy Poo. I rescued him from a local shelter.
And he's such a great dog.
I've had him for, what, 2 months?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say right around there.
I fostered him for about a week, and then I was like, I just need to buy him all the things. So I wanted to make it official. You're a good boy? You're a good boy? Oh, you traitor. You left me.
So I will be distracted the entire episode. This cute little thing just is going to be roaming around. So
good boy.
How could I be invested in a conversation?
He has paint all over him. I got to give him a bath. He has paint on his ears.
I know. I love it.
Which, yeah, right. You got a little purple. You got pink right here. Yeah, you have, look at that head tilt. Look at that head tilt. So yeah, season three. I can't believe I've been doing this long.
I know, right? It's pretty crazy.
It's been wild. We are in the house today because we had issues. Like Haley said, we're at the shed. It wouldn't be a Shed Talk episode if we didn't have issues.
This is correct.
The Jenny wouldn't start, which is hilarious because I just had it started like the other day. And I'm like, oh, it'll go smooth. I had it running.
It's every time we get ready for an episode, something goes wrong. Somewhere, somehow.
Yeah.
Whether it be the mode of, our recording, like one time Grayson accidentally recorded an entire episode on slow-mo.
Yep.
That was funny.
Haley was so mad.
That's right. That was an episode between you and your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was gone. I was gone. I think I was out of town that week.
Yeah.
So Hacksaw McQuan stepped in for me. And I get a text from Grayson. He goes, you're never going to believe this. I recorded an entire episode on slow-mo.
Yeah, that was devastating because it was a great episode. And then we had to redo it, which was bad. But my friend Steph, Ernie, mm-hmm. is going to be making an appearance on Shed Talk before she goes back home to Portland.
Very good.
So we got to do that like right now.
Right. And then eventually, during this season, one of the barbers that I work with would like to also make a guest appearance on Shed Talk.
Sweet.
That would be a lot of fun. Sweet. That'll be a good conversation, I think.
Yeah.
The three of us.
It would.
How do you feel about the subject, Stitch? Good.
Very good answer. Yep. Good answer. Good answer.
I love that.
Little baby. The whole episode is going to be just looking at my dog. It's a baby. See, I'm just a baby. See, I'm just a baby.
That's all this Shed Talk episode is about. It's about Stitch today.
Yeah, they found him just walking around the streets. They don't know if he got lost or dumped or anything. So, but he seems to be very well-mannered.
He's so sweet.
So I think he was in a home.
He's a sweet boy.
I would hope he was in a home that was loving and he just got lost.
Except for that.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Even that's cute. He tries to eat fingers, but he's super gentle about it.
Yeah.
That is a pibble thing, though. Because even our girls do that. They just want, it's the love nibbles.
Mm-hmm.
It's the love nibbles, right? Yeah. It's the love nibbles.
So my staff will... Oh, high five.
Good job, Stitch.
Wanna hold hands? Steph will be making an appearance. My dad will be making an appearance. One of your barbers will make an appearance. So we'll have a few guests this season. I am going to be a vendor at Pride again this year. I got the email confirmation
Very
the
good.
other day.
Very good.
I've been doing a lot of rainbow paintings.
Some of the stuff that I've been seeing is, I think you're gonna have a good outcome.
Yeah, I only have a few shirts left, which I'm going to sell them for like dirt cheap just to get rid of them because I am rebranding Trans Boy.
Yep.
And I made it Facebook official. It's called Q now. I have new designs coming, new stickers coming. Right now, I'm doing only pre-orders. My website's not up yet. I have one, but it's just not up and running. Right now, I'm just doing pre-orders. Right now, first, bye. Well, bye.
You are our guest. Where are you going?
Yeah, that's so rude. Just walked away from an interview. He must got bored.
Nobody's gonna want to work with you again in the future. You walked away from an interview.
What are you doing? Oh, he's back.
Hello. You can come sit with us again.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of pride, a lot of rainbow trans colors too.
Yep. Do need to speak on that subject again. Okay.
So I'm pretty excited for Pride. Hopefully I sell out.
Hopeful. Some of the designs he has coming up for the website is they're actually really, really cool looking. I can't wait to see them on t-shirts and hats and bags and all sorts of things that you come up with.
You got crazy eyes?
Yeah. Got crazy eyes and a smile.
Do that to him.
Offends you? Does that offend you?
So yeah, hopefully I sell out. That'd be great. That's my goal, is just to sell. So, because I need to pack it up, and it's just a pain in the ass. Pack
That's
up all
fair.
your shit. But I'm not taking every painting I've made. Like a lot of my pendulum paintings, I'm not taking. I'm just taking all the rainbow, bright colored ones. And then price range probably gonna be, because I have the little baby ones. Probably sell them for like a buck.
Fair enough.
And then everything else, like. Oh, it's wiggling. A lot of those paintings are gonna be, I hope they sell. So like from like 10 to 25 bucks.
They should.
Yeah. At
That's
Pride.
a pretty good range.
And then I plan on doing the art trail later this year. Actually, an artist I have been at the Robinson in the last few years with reached out to me and asked if I was doing the art trail this year.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. It's always nice making like the connections, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty cool. He does photography,
Okay.
and he had duck photography, and I have two ducks, so I had about one. His prices weren't bad; they were reasonable.
Good.
Yeah,
I just love like looking at all the art that you have in your house.
I got my grandma over there.
I get super distracted. Every time I come into Grayson's house, I'm just like, there's so much to look at that I get super distracted.
No.
And now there's Stitch, which is way more distracting than anything I've ever seen in this house.
We have to introduce him and Polar Bear.
Yeah.
Polar Bear,
We can
not
try.
Annabelle.
Yeah, Annabelle's a. I
And plus,
say
Polar
Annabelle.
Bear, how old is Polar Bear? Three? Two and a half?
Four?
Four?
Three or four?
And he's around three or four, so they're around
No,
the.
they are four because they were COVID puppies.
A lot was happening during that time.
There was a lot happening during that
So
time.
I don't remember. But I thought, yeah, time flies though, man. So they're around the same age, because he's around three or four. He acts like he has a lot of puppy in him though.
It's true. Yeah, he's a younger. I swear he's got to be a younger dog.
But according to his teeth, but they also said that he probably ate a lot of garbage when he was out, and that can ruin their teeth.
Yeah.
So like because they age them by their teeth. And the
Right.
vet said three or four, but
Who knows?
who knows? But I think it don't matter as long as he's healthy. So I think that'd be a cute puppy play date.
Yeah, we'll see how they do together. We'd have to.
We bring him in the fence backyard so they can run.
Yeah.
Well, introduce him first
Yeah.
and then see what
See what
happens.
they do.
But the ducks are actually going back to Robin's.
Yeah, that's what you were saying.
So they'll have the whole backyard. Not get distracted by the ducks.
Why I like the dogs. He's upset now because he likes the dogs. He likes to try to eat the dogs.
Well, like he eats the duck poop, then they chase each other, and then he doesn't go potty outside. And the ducks chase me, and I don't like when things go after my legs or my feet. That freaks me out. Come at, have you ever a duck come at you with a mouth wide open, and they're like this?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Fucking terrifying.
You're gonna get us like all the attention, I swear. People are gonna watch this for you.
Excited for Stitch. You gotta censor that.
You should when you edit.
Isn't OnlyFans.
And then right at that moment, do like that beep. I'm gonna kiss your face, you little bastard.
So, what's one thing you want to do this summer?
One thing I want to do this summer,
Yeah.
I want to go fishing. I want to go fishing. I barely got to fish last year, and I really want to go fishing.
Fishing and kayaking is a goal.
Yes.
And then there's one trip I want to go on. I want to go back to gay camp. Hey!
Yes.
What was I saying? Oh, gay camp. Gay camp. They have quite a few, but the one I went in the Poconos was really fun. But I would love to get like a little group to go. Get a couple campsites.
Every time I give you the mic, you can't just do that.
Yeah, so gay camp, that'd be fun. I'm actually going to Portland, Oregon in June.
Are you?
Flying out, yep.
Good.
Got the I just got to buy my ticket. I'm going out to visit Steph for about a week. She doesn't want me to come home. She wants me to stay out there permanently. But
I kind of want him to stay out there for a little while.
for a week.
I know. I want you to stay out there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, maybe next year.
2 to 3. Go experience it. Go have fun.
So I have a sex swing.
No, he has a hammock
I'll
chair.
bring it in.
He has a hammock chair.
Where's he going? Where's he going? Get him. I can't see. I can't
He's
see.
upset. Stitch is upset.
So this is my hammock chair. I call it my sex swing because it looks like a sex swing.
No.
But Stitch loves it. Want to get in? Come on. Come on. Come on. Good boy. You're just too heavy.
Push, dog.
We actually fell asleep in this for 20 minutes for a half hour.
Did you really?
My neck and my knees hurt so bad.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
They did hurt. But see how he's just swinging it? He loves to swing in this thing. You're killing me. You're killing me. Yeah, so it's really not a sex swing. I call it one. So I've been at my job for 10 years. So when you reach that kind of milestone, you can log in and get points to get like a reward. So I'm like, oh, a hammock chair. That's so much fun. And I got it. I put it together and instantly thought sex swing. So I had to send a snap to Haley and Ginger.
Of course.
But it's a really comfortable. I can't wait to go outside with it. I could take it camping with me.
Yeah, again. It's collapsible.
Yeah. Would you go to gay camp?
I don't know. You know my schedule is
I know, but
freaking
if you
wild.
had, if you
If
could,
I
oh.
had the opportunity where if I didn't have to work, if nothing like that came up, I probably would.
Would you be okay with people going nude?
I mean, people is people. People do their
Because
thing.
people go nude, especially at the pool.
Fair. I
And I
mean,
talked about before. I thought it'd be really weird, but it wasn't. It was like people didn't make it weird. It
right.
was natural. Right, Stitchy? He yawned in my face one day. It was like jaws coming at me. I'm like, this is how I die.
This is how I die. Yeah, no, I don't think I'd have an issue with the nudity. I don't think that would bother me at all.
Good.
There's not very much in this world that really does. Like, to each their own. If you wanna If that's how you choose to spend your gay camp experience, then sweet.
I wouldn't go nude.
I wouldn't either.
But I fully support anyone else that wants to go nude. I think we should plan one trip together. Maybe not this year, but we should plan a trip either that go like gay camp or just like campsite. But I think gay camp would be really fun because at least one in Poconos, they do events every weekend. They have foam parties. They have bear weekend, which you don't have to go to bear weekend. We're not going to bear weekend.
Why
But
not, Grayson?
I mean,
Are you scared?
no, we could. It'd just be a lot of men in leather and big men with furry chests.
They're not interested in me.
No. And that's another thing. People, it was just a good time. I would like, we could always go to another one. I think they have someone up here somewhere.
Yeah.
I just have to find out where. But that one was a good time. But we should plan a trip together.
We should.
Well, whatever it be.
I can't get over that.
Yeah.
I can't. It's just curling straight out.
Yep.
Thanks, Stitch. That's right. You eat that
He
curl.
actually
Eat
pulled
that
on it one
curl.
day.
Bad dog. Why would you do that?
So next time we'll be in the shed
Yes.
and on the shed couch
Yes.
with our flags behind us, and we'll probably have a guest other than Stitch. He's a very bad guest. He's very distracting. He leaves interviews. He just
This has left a poor taste in our mouth.
yes. So you
Two.
get him going and then he chomps on your belly roll. He got my fat roll. You know? I mean, he didn't like, bam.
Does that give a whole new meaning to Jelly Roll? The name Jelly
I
Roll?
guess. Well, I hope you enjoyed Stitch's episode.
Yes. This wasn't about us. Not at all. This was
No.
all about him.
Yep. Remember when we had Harley on and
Oh my
she went.
gosh. Yeah, the entire episode.
Until you heard.
This is just, normal day.
Normal day. I'm Grayson.
I'm Haley.
And this is Stitch.
And this is Stitch.
And this was Shed Talk.
This was Shed Talk.
See you next week.
See you then.
Bye.
Deuces!